This week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 21,000 for the first time ever. It happened on Wednesday, just a few weeks after the Dow hit 20,000. That is the fastest 1,000-point jump in nearly 20 years. The S&P 500 also hit 2,400 points for the first time. Professor James Angel of Georgetown University joins us from Washington. And the big jump came right after President Trump's address to Congress. What do you think is behind it?
There's a plausible story behind the Trump bump. And it goes like this. In our basic models for how to value a stock, there are three big drivers. One is how much cash flow a company throws off. The second is how fast it's growing. And the third is the discount rate or the interest rate applied by the market. Well, if you believe the story that tax rates are coming down, what that means is the cash coming back to the shareholders will be bigger. And that's being reflected in stock prices.
So people are thinking they're going to get a tax cut. And that's what's driving this.
Exactly. If you cut the corporate tax rate from 34% down to 25%, that's literally billions of dollars that will remain in shareholders' hands.
So CNBC reported this week that company insiders are selling stocks off at levels rarely seen. First of all, what is inside selling? But what does it tell you that maybe people who know a lot more than the rest of us are deciding to sell rather than buy?
Well, insiders are people like officers, directors, or 5% owners of a company. And when they trade in their company stock, they're required to report it to the SEC, and that becomes public knowledge. And people who've studied this data have found, these people are smart. They know things. They tend to buy their stock before it goes up, and they tend to sell it before it goes down. So when you see a lot of insiders selling their stock, it tells you they're voting where their information is. We normally see insiders selling after their stock has gone up. So we've had a big rally in the market. So it's not surprising that we're seeing a wave of insider selling now.
But does that mean that if the average investor sitting at home is wondering what to do, that maybe they should call up their broker and say, time to sell?
Well, it depends on what you're investing for. The market is always a skittish place, and trying to call those short-term market peaks and valleys is a game that almost nobody can win, especially the average person. You know, if you're saving for retirement 10 or 20 years away, I would say sit back and do what you've been doing. You know, you should have a well-diversified portfolio. You should have some money in the market, but not all of it. And if you're investing for next week's rent payment, well, you shouldn't have that in the market in the first place. So, you know, I would say don't panic. The market does fluctuate. It goes up, it goes down, and it is really hard for anybody to call those short-term market movements. But everybody makes a lucky call now and then. And so I will give you my forecast. The market's going to fluctuate.
Well, you're going to be right about that no matter what, I guess. But how important do you think the stock market is as an indicator of what's happening in the economy?
Well, there's an old saying, the stock market has predicted 7 of the last 2 recessions.
Right.
Because the stock market always has been and always will be a very jittery place as people try to read the tea leaves and figure out what the future holds. So it tells us something, but it's a pretty noisy indicator.
That's Professor James Angel of Georgetown University. Professor, thanks.
You're quite welcome.